On his website, Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Ney claims to be the 11th most powerful member of Congress thanks to his chairmanship of the House Administration Committee. Ney also ranks number 15 among members of Congress who took money from Jack Abramoff and his clients. But in Abramoff's plea agreement earlier this week, Ney had the dubious distinction of being named as Representative Number 1. He's the only elected official Abramoff implicated in his guilty pleas. NPR's David Wellner went to Ney's district in southeastern Ohio yesterday to hear how this is all going down with his constituents.
Newark, Ohio is the seat of Licking County. With 50,000 inhabitants, it's the biggest town in Representative Bob Ney's 18th congressional district. You don't see flashy cars and swank restaurants in this Rust Belt holdout. It's more a place where people say they're proud to be working class and honest. At the tin-ceiling Sparta Grill on Newark's Main Street, retired union worker Timothy Williams has just ordered a plate of eggs and bacon for a late breakfast. Ask this Democrat about Bob Ney, and he says he's not at all surprised to see him linked with Jack Abramoff's largesse.
Not just because he's Republican, but anything these politicians do anymore doesn't surprise me a whole heck of a lot. I mean, seems like they're all in it for the bucks anymore, so...
Williams says Ney should resign, although he expects that in this district, where Ney won 2/3 of the votes last election, he'd likely be replaced by another Republican. A couple of booths away, antiques dealer Tom Heisey sips a mug of coffee. Heisey says he's a Republican, and he says he's not ready yet to write off Bob Ney.
He's been always a really great guy to do things for Ohio and this district. I don't know if he's on the take. He won't last long. I think the people will be very, very upset about it. But if he's not involved, if he is innocent, he'll be okay. But no voter is going to condone people who take advantage of their position and take advantage of their office. It's just not the way people think here.
Have you voted for Ney in the past?
Yes. And I would be voting against him if he were involved in a political scandal.
Two doors down at the Midland Barbershop, Tim Gardner, a 57-year-old retired federal worker, sits in the barber's chair.
Yeah, a little more off top.
How's around the ears?
Oh, that's good. That's good, yeah.
Gardner's a Republican who's voted for Ney all 6 times he's run for Congress. He says he's been following the news closely about Ney's ties to the Abramoff scandal.
Probably I am kind of surprised about it, because he's always been good in what he's done from everything I've seen. I know as far as his records, as far as voting and stuff, they've run along the lines that I've believed. So, yeah, I guess I am a little surprised.
Would you vote for him again?
I'm going to reserve that until I see what comes out. So I don't know.
Other Republicans are also wary about their congressman. Outside the Newark post office, Judy, a 64-year-old who won't give her last name, says she's been watching Fox TV News every day for the latest on Bob Ney.
I just think that on both sides there's just so much corruption that something has to be done. I don't know what, but I think people are really fed up with both sides.
Down the sidewalk, factory worker Mark Richards laughs when asked about Ney's predicament.
I never voted for the bastard. Guarantee you that.
And why not?
Because I don't like him.
Richards is a Democrat. Roy Sims, a fellow worker at the local Owens Corning plant, is a Republican, deeply suspicious of Washington.
Where you're from, life is fast, very fast.
Feed off of people.
Yeah, and you feed off people. Here, it's manufacturing, hard work, you know. Labor intense. You know, what's right there may not be right here, and that's why we have the opportunity to vote.
Sims says he's voted for President Bush, but not Bob Ney. Still, there are even Democrats in Newark willing to give Ney the benefit of the doubt, including the town's mayor, Bruce Bain.
You know, it's very unfortunate, and I believe that people are innocent until proven guilty, no matter who they are or what they're accused of. And that's our justice system is set up on that, and I'm hopeful that the congressman did nothing wrong.
Has he been a good congressman for this district?
He's been a popular congressman. He's been a very large vote getter. He's worked closely with Newark, Ohio city government, whether that be in a Democratic or Republican administration, worked closely to get federal funding here.
Bain says Ney delivered $1 million to Newark last year in the highway bill. Some of the town's Republicans have given generously to Ney's reelection campaigns. John Kozak, who's chief financial officer for a Newark-based chain of banks, gave $500 to Ney's campaign just 8 months ago.
You know, Bob Ney's innocent until proven guilty. I mean, these are charges that are being brought. And, you know, Bob will have his chance to explain everything fully. And I believe in our system. And, you know, whatever the results are from the system, boy, I accept those. Yeah, I wouldn't have any problem with that. But, you know, to speculate that he's guilty now, I'm not going to do that.
In nearby Columbus, Ohio State political scientist Paul Allen Beck says other Republicans are speculating about Ney's future.
Ney is in considerable trouble, so much so that his own party here in Ohio is talking about, well, if he really did these things and was engaged in this, he should step down so that we can find a new nominee. That's what they're really thinking about.
Ney issued a statement earlier this week saying he had, quote, no way of knowing the self-serving and fraudulent nature of Abramoff's activities. The prospect of Ney stepping down intrigues Ohio Democratic Party Chairman Chris Redfern, to say the least.
Now, as a Democratic leader, I hope that's later. I hope he doesn't step down until August or September. And obviously, that's a bit cynical on my part, but I think most people realize the longer he's around, the more likely it is the Democrats pick up the seat.
But Ohio State's Herb Asher thinks Ney's troubles don't necessarily improve prospects for Democrats.
I don't think the Democrats can automatically assume that come November, the slogan, throw the bums out, will get them over the top.
Because back in Newark, people like factory worker Roy Sims are still withholding judgment.
I don't know if the guy's guilty or not. I mean, the bottom line is we haven't gone to court. Okay, there's some things said in the paper. You know, yes, somebody did admit to whatever, but we haven't reached that point. He's guilty from hearsay at this point.
David Wellna, NPR News.